Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
I mean, you know, I gave up, you know, an explosive, you know, they were able to get explosive throws, explosive passes. You know, giving up the deep ball has been an inconsistency of mine kind of this year.
My knee was good. My legs felt great tonight. Just got kneed in the back in the red zone. Just couldn't finish the game. I was trying. I tore it all shot and stuff like that, but still ain't getting no better.
I mean, you know, we've been doing a rotation for I don't know how many weeks. Keaton doing a great job, and you know, in the run game, and you know, we both been in there doing the best we can. And we got a lot of good players, so you know, everybody has to get their touches and get opportunities. So.
I expect our team to keep fighting, try to win two games. You know, that's what I expect our team to do. I know they will. I know we'll come out fighting because that's what we've done all year.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about his team fighting for sure, but their playoff chances have dwindled over the last few weeks. And now with the Ravens' need, and they will play on Saturday night at Green Bay, who needs to probably get a win themselves. Who knows if Jordan Love is going to be part of the equation. But the Ravens need to win out and hope Pittsburgh loses to Cleveland.
Right.
If the Ravens lose to the Packers, the Ravens are eliminated. If Pittsburgh beats Cleveland, Ravens are eliminated. And then the game against the Steelers to wrap up the regular season means nothing. So John Harbaugh understands the significance of what's going on with his team, and they're 7-8. They're 3-6 at home. Unacceptable. Unfathomable. Unexpected. But all of the uns is there. Derrick Henry. And this has been a big talking point nationally and with Ravens fans. After he scored to put the Ravens up by 11 early in the fourth quarter, 24-13, didn't see the field. And he talked about a rotation with Keaton Mitchell, and I get it. And, you know, Keaton brings a different element with the speed. But come on, man. I mean, this guy's dominating the game.
Yes.
He's a future Hall of Famer. Keaton Mitchell, we don't know what the end game will be for his career. We hope it's going to be something of great success. Who decides that? Do they talk amongst themselves? Oh, hey, man, can you work for me Saturday sort of thing?
I think they have a game plan during the week about the rotation that, you know, going into the game, I think. Or maybe even they talked about it at halftime, Bob. But the thing is, you know, stuff changes. You know, I mean, Henry, at the half, Bob, had 9 carries, 56 yards. Keaton Mitchell, 5 carries for 6 yards. You know, so, and then the big man in the second half, Bob, 9 for 72. He's averaging 8 yards a touch. You know, and Keaton Mitchell had 9 carries for 13 yards. So he had 4 carries for 7 yards in the second half. 4 for 7. 9 for 72. Keaton Mitchell, I wouldn't even... That was not his type of game, Bob. That was, you know, some other games, yes, they were Keaton Mitchell-type games.
Right.
But this was not a Keaton Mitchell-type game because Humphrey made a lot of plays where he ran through tackles and, you know, he popped it out and he was able to, you know, he was playing fast, he was playing physical, and just, I'm sitting there in the chair like, no. Mitchell's struggling, you know, and the big boy, he's hammered him, man. You know, but I will say this, Bob. His fumble changed the game.
Oh, no doubt. They're up at least 10-0.
At least. They hadn't been stopped yet.
Yeah, at least 10-0. And that was a game-changing fumble. But they recovered and were still up 11 points in the fourth quarter.
No doubt.
So they had recovered from that miscue to take advantage of the game. And then we don't see Henry again. And then the defense, where are we going with this one here?
Well, number one, I give Drake May a lot of credit. He made some phenomenal throws. But no pass rush. And Marlon Humphrey stunk. You know, I mean.
That was the opening cut.
Yeah.
It's been a consistent thing, me getting burned deep.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you got to pick early, which was great. Stop the drive.
Right. But then after that, you know, I mean, Bob, Diggs ate him alive. 9 catches for 138. You know, and you know, like Darius Washington, I mean, he was probably, 2 inches from knocking that ball. He did kind of slip a little bit. Otherwise, maybe he gets it. But that was a
When he dove.
Yeah, big play in the game. But you got to give Stephon Diggs a ton of credit, man. That dude made some plays.
And it looked like he might have got knocked out of the game early.
Yep.
He didn't want to go to the tent. He was terp, by the way, Stephon Diggs. But to Marlon Humphrey's point, talking about himself. I've been kind of getting beat deep. And he got away with a blatant passing.
Oh, yeah. The announcers were like,
come on.
Even the official was like, or, you know, the official they have on the TV. That was definitely a PI.
He tackles him, slaps the ball out. It was Boutte, I believe. And I thought the slappage of the ball was like he was going to look up and there was going to be 17 yellow flags.
No doubt.
And he was stunned when there were none. So Marlon Humphrey, to your point, Vinny, and as he said, not been a strength of mine defending the deep.
Well, they were going after him. You know, I mean, anytime they had it, like he was giving up the quick outs. And, you know, in that fourth quarter, Bob, I mean, it was like easy pickings for them. You know, they were just completing ball after ball and he's getting it out. They're throwing it short and boom, boom, boom. You know, I mean, it was like we've seen that movie a bunch of times, but it was hard to watch again.
Yeah. Just a frustrating loss. Nolan, get in here. 7-8 on the year. And remember last week, Cool C was going down all these playoff scenarios with the assumption that the Ravens were going to beat New England and that Pittsburgh was going to lose to Detroit.
Yeah.
Where the exact opposite happened. Steelers win, and we'll get into that during the AFC North report. All this crazy stuff with the offensive pass interferences late. And Detroit couldn't run the ball worth crap. They rushed for 17 yards. Anyway, I don't want to get off track. But 3-6 at home, 7-8. Orioles in August, we started to get the harsh reality they suck. Or this just wasn't their year, whatever phrase you want to use. Should we just look at the Ravens now as though they're just not that good?
Nope.
Yeah, this year. No, yeah. That's definitely the case.
I'm talking about what we're talking about on December 22nd.
Well, yeah. No, they don't deserve to be in. I mean, they buried themselves early. They buried themselves in that brief little stretch with the Bengals and the Steelers losses a few weeks back. And then yesterday was the kill shot. I know there's still technically playoff hopes, like there's still technically some chance, but they're out of it. When you're in a position here where you're banking on Cleveland having to win a game for you so you can stay alive, that says it all. And I thought yesterday alone was a very fitting kind of final punch for the Ravens to go down on. I mean, they checked literally every box that they always do in all these losses. Blown fourth quarter lead, abandoning the run game, completely inexcusable turnovers. You know, Zay Flowers on the final drive of the game. All things considered, as bad as everything went, you still had the ball in your hands with a chance to go win it with 2 minutes to play.
Yep.
And don't panic. You've got plenty of time here. It's Huntley. We can maybe dink and dime and maybe have a shot at this. And right out the gate. One play. What was it? Second play? Not even?
Second. Because yeah. Ali got a minus
that's
five.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
You know, and then second and 15 from the 27. It was right after the two-minute warning.
And don't tell me anybody didn't see that coming. With the defender running up behind him, the way he was holding the ball. Here it comes. You know it's coming. And ball's on the floor instantly. So I just thought yesterday was completely appropriate with how this entire season's been.
Yeah. And the drive that, you know, we're talking about, they New England scores to make it 24-21, you know, and the Ravens are up. All right, so what do you need to do? You need to eat clock, right? And they got the little back in. So the first play, first and 10 from the Baltimore 31, incomplete to Bateman. Bad throw by Huntley, threw it behind, and Gonzalez knocked it down. Otherwise, they get 9 yards on that play. Keaton Mitchell for four. So you got third and six. Huntley passed D-Hop for eight for a first down. First and 10 on the 43. Keaton Mitchell, no gain. Second and 10, Huntley scrambles for three. Third and 10, that's when short pass to Andrews for three, and then you punt. You know, so, I mean, that was the – that's big boy's time, man. Just keep him, and he's averaging 8 yards a carry in the second half. Oh my God!
Also heard Lamar Jackson talk about he wanted to come back in with toward all shot in the back as he took a knee near the end of the first half. We'll get into all of that. So the Ravens lose, their playoff hopes are on life support. They need Pittsburgh to lose to Cleveland for this game to even matter on week 18, and the Ravens have to beat Green Bay. And who knows what Jordan Love's status is going to be for that game, as he got KO'd in that great fourth quarter where they lost to the Chicago Bears. So we got a lot to get into in regards to that. Maryland Hoops, they lose at Virginia on Saturday night. Terps turn the ball over 19 times. Cavaliers turn it in 22 points. There's your story there. No Pharrell Payne in that one. Jake Paul got his jaw broke. And Anthony Joshua didn't even throw the big haymaker. They'd still be squirting his brains off the canvas down there in Miami. But it was still fun to watch him get kind of annihilated there under those circumstances. And the Orioles trade with Tampa getting a lot of negative reviews because they traded away a bunch of players that the average fans never heard of before for a guy that is basically Grayson Rodriguez 2.0, but maybe a healthier version.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fourth quarter, instead they lose. They drop to 3-6 at home. And unless they win the division, which is highly unlikely, that's their last home game of 2025. Yeah. An unacceptable home record this year.
No doubt about it, Bob. I mean, they've
been favored in most of the games, if not all of them.
Bob, this is a team that when you watched them in training camp, and it wasn't just me saying it was the best roster. It was all the national dudes, too.
Me and Nolan were all in. This is my best, most talented roster, except for two things. Offensive line depth.
Yep.
And where's the pass rush coming from?
No, and it came back to haunt them.
Yep.
You know, big time. Big time is what it did.
Let's get out to the phones. People want to vent. We're here for you. Brian and Owings Mills. Brian, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, Bob and Vinny? First of all, let me wish you guys a happy holiday, man, you know. And, Vinny, if I was you, I'd crack open that brandy and mix in a little bit of that.
I'll pop open the Chardonnay tonight because,
that brandy.
I can't stand the smell of it.
What, brandy?
Brandy, yeah.
Bob, you just drink cold beer. Anyway.
Now, I've had my share of Cavassiers and Hennessy's. Underestimate my drinking knowledge.
That was back in the day, though.
Yeah, when I was a bartender, I had no choice.
Hey, man.
One for you, one for me.
Best Christmas gift would be for me to find this guy like I've been asking for the longest time. Says he didn't know. Oh, my God. Is anybody surprised here? He is the only coach in history that had leads and lose them. Are you kidding me? And Benny, you laughed at me when I said bring in Gruden, but you ain't laughing anymore now that you see what's really going on. I've been only been saying this for 10 years, though. You know, at the end of the day, man, you look at that Lamar's first MVP season. Look at the carries that the running backs had in that game. And who did he lose to? The guy he lost to yesterday that's standing right across from him. He got out-coached by a rookie coach then, and he got out-coached again yesterday. He's a loser. He is a prime example of a man that took credit for coming to a good organization that had leadership here with good players with Ed Reed and Ray Lewis and Terrell Suggs. And, his doghouse, remember that? He was only brought here to be authoritarian. Well, we don't need that anymore because that is not who our identity is. This guy has changed our culture and who we are as a people, and I can't wait for him to be gone.
Well, happy holidays to you too, Brian. Talk about John Harbaugh wants him condemned immediately. What does everyone else think about that possibility? Because I would assume that John Harbaugh getting fired is going to be number one on a lot of people's minds here. Zach Gore is going to get some heat because the defense blew a fourth quarter lead. And Todd Monken, where the hell was Derrick Henry in the fourth quarter? Let's go to Rob in Bel Air. Rob, what's up?
Well, you all know when it was 24-13, you almost felt like, well, the Patriots got the Ravens right where they want them right now. If the Ravens only had to play three quarters, they'd be one of the greatest teams in NFL history. I mean, I've never seen a team choke away more games than the Ravens do. And they do a lot of it at home, too, if you notice. I mean, a lot of these choke jobs are at home. Let's review. The play at the half, before the half, he throws it to Mark Andrews. Who was Mark Andrews flipping the ball to? What was that play? Where was he going with that? I mean, luckily there was a pass. I mean, there was a roughing the passer call, but I mean, roughing the quarterback. But nobody's explained that yet. And then the thing about
they asked Harbs, and Harbs says you have to ask Mark because it wasn't a called play.
Improvise and adapt that went poorly.
And let's be honest. And the other thing, when you have no pass rush and you got a quarterback who is who's accurate, what do you think he's going to do? When Wiggins missed that chance to intercept the ball, I said, "Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. This is where they're going to score." And then the fourth and two, right? Whatever. The problem with the Ravens is they have no closers. They have nobody to do that. But the Derrick Henry of it all, I had friends that were at the game that were behind the Ravens bench and said during that series, he was upset and yelling at the running back coach. Why am I not in the game? That's what it's been all over the place. That's what I heard. This is the problem. You have the head coach. We can blame Monken for everything. We can blame some of the things, but you're the head coach. Your job is to say, no, man, we got to put the hammer in and put this game away. Yep. Because I have a feeling our defense is not that real. It's not going to hold them that much longer. I think New England was only down by 3. But the scenario of the story is, the whole thing is, even if they beat Green Bay, which would be crazy if they did, okay? You still got to hope that the helpless Cleveland Browns, who just lost their star running back, first of all, who's not going to play in that game, and Sanders to beat the Steelers. I mean, miracles can happen, but does anybody feel confident? I mean, really, and are the Ravens
not
really
the way,
a playoff
not
team?
The way the Steelers
hey,
are playing.
Thanks, Rob.
Steelers offensively are playing really well right now.
They're starting to get it rolling a little bit, and defensively they're picking up the pace a little bit as well. I mean, Detroit couldn't get run the ball for whatever. I mean, Gibbs, what the hell's going on now? Let's go to Ron in Owings Mills. Ron, how you feeling on this non-victory Monday? We don't want to call it a loser Monday. Maybe it might be because Terps along.
Well, Bob,
Orioles made a good trade though.
For
I like
Cleveland,
it. We can get into that.
In Cleveland on Sunday, where Pittsburgh's playing, it's going to be raining and 50 degrees.
Yeah,
Jalen Warren, baby, come to the party.
Bob and Vinny, good morning.
Morning,
good morning, Ron.
It's just I can't even look forward to the next game. I mean, it just. Yeah, you know, the lateral that Rob was talking about that Mark Andrews did, it is one of the dumbest things I've ever seen. But let's get to John Harbaugh. All I have ever tried to do on this station is tell the truth about John Harbaugh, in my opinion, how I've seen it. Okay, your season's on the line. Your backup quarterback's in the game. You're in money time. Your best player's wearing them down, averaging 77.1 yards per carry. No touches in the last two drives. No touches in the last 12 minutes of the game, not even in the game. I don't understand. You're the head coach. After the game, he says, in hindsight, we'd like to have Derrick Henry on the field. Go back to the AFC Championship game versus the Chiefs. Watch that post game. It's the same thing. They can say whatever they want about rotation. That's fine. You want to get Keaton Mitchell some touches? You don't just script out that Henry's going to get this drive and Keaton Mitchell's going to get this drive. That's idiotic. In the fourth quarter, I want Derrick Henry in the football game. I don't want to hear about injuries, okay? It doesn't matter who the offensive coordinator is. We've done this with Cam Cameron. We did this with Marty, Trestman, Greg Roman. It doesn't matter who the quarterback is. We have an incompetent head coach that always gets outcoached in the big game, okay? He is clueless. 20th blown double-digit lead in the second half, including regular season and playoffs since 1991. That's more than any NFL coach, okay? If John Harbaugh is not gone next year, then I can't support this team. Oh. I am not going to support this team if he is not gone next year. That's just I'm sorry. I'm going to do something else with my time. Okay. And that's really unfortunate because I like telling you guys the truth and I still love you guys, but he has to be gone. Enough is enough. You have to move on from this coach and I'm sick of it. So that's all I got.
All right, Ron, real quick. Is he really telling the truth though, that if John Harbaugh is the coach next year, he's not going to support the team.
They start out 3-0, 4-0.
Yeah, I think there's an emotional aspect to it. But, Ron, I will take you at your word that if John Harbaugh is the coach, you will not follow the Ravens.
Bob, but, you know, back to that drive after the fumble, you know, the Ravens get it after the punt recovery. They take that drive, you know, Huntley pass, Keaton Mitchell ran for 4 yards. You know, then we go to the fourth quarter. Then it's Henry left guard for 4. Henry left end for 22. Henry left guard for 4. Henry touchdown for 2. It's the last time Derrick Henry touched a ball.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It's a non-victory Monday. You want to call a loser Monday? You can do it if you want to. 410-583-1057 is the number. We got phone calls coming up next. Charles Walker joins us at 11 o'clock from the Baltimore Banner. And get the postscript from the locker room after the Ravens' playoff chances took a major hit in the negative yesterday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven. Fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
And unless they can somehow manage to win the North, that's their last home game until September.
Yep.
Regular season game. September of 2026. Steelers managed to pull one off at Detroit, so Baltimore is up against it. It's Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vizcarrado, Nolan McGraw. Let's get out to the phones. No more jibber-jabber. People want to talk. Let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what is up? Thanks for holding. And, you know, it's not a victory Monday. I don't know what – it's a sucky Monday maybe if you're a Ravens fan.
It's a miserable Monday, gentlemen. How you doing?
Thank you.
I'm not going to harp on the Harbaugh talk. I mean, we could talk about it all day, but I got two things I want to talk about. Number one is Lamar Jackson getting taken out of that game was just so heartbreaking because I actually felt like he was a little bit back to self dealing with all the injuries. We saw some design runs. We saw the accuracy improve on some of his throws, and it was really good to see him play at almost a full Lamar capacity. And when he got taken out, I just thought, man, that's it, right? Like when Huntley came in, I have confidence in Huntley that he can keep us in games, but I knew when it was 24, I said, it's not enough. It's not enough. And I don't think that Huntley is going to be able to put us over the edge. I think he'll be able to keep us in games, but not really excel in pushing leads forwards. But the second thing I got to talk about is just, we're seeing the same thing over and over again. Marlon Humphrey. I don't know if you guys got that smell during the game, but that was him getting burned all the time. He makes one great play every single game. He always does. He forces a fumble, makes a huge tackle, or he gets an interception. But then after that, he's absent. I mean, yeah. It happens every single game. You can put him down for one play, and that's it. And just seeing that, it's just the same thing with the fumbles where, okay, Zay's going to get, you know, six or seven really good catches, but he's probably going to fumble one ball that game, and it comes in a big moment. So it's just the same thing. I hate to be the Debbie Downer, but I've kind of cashed in on the season, and I can't wait for a baseball season
there
to come
so
we can have the same conversations later. So if I don't talk to you guys, I hope you guys have a happy holidays and a happy new year, and we'll move on to bigger, bluer waters.
All right, Ryan, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you as well. We were talking about it as well off the air early in the show. August, baseball season. Can't wait for the Ravens. Mm-hmm. Now here we are in late December. Man, when's baseball start? How quickly we change our allegiances. And as we're down to what, the final, let's see, 9 days of 2025, the highlight of the sports year is Derek Queen's buzzer beater to get Maryland to the Sweet 16, because the Orioles finished last. Ravens going to miss the playoffs, so come up with something better. Go to Derek in East Baltimore. Derek, what's up?
Morning, Bob. Good morning, Van.
Morning.
Good morning, bud.
Yeah, man. So, first of all, happy holidays to you guys, man.
Yeah, you
same
too.
To you.
So I'm going to vent calmly today because I don't even want to get hyped, man. Bottom line is the season's over with. Lamar's not going to play another down. I don't give a damn what Harbaugh talking about at the end of these press games. Lamar's not playing another down this season. You can book it. But the fire Harbaugh train is boarding, and I got a first-class ticket, man. The egregious play calling, the egregious coaching decisions, all of these fourth-quarter collapses, enough is enough, man. Enough is enough. You know what I mean? I don't know, Bob, man. I might not be saying the word correctly, right? But at the end of the post game, I'm gonna tell you what grinded my gears last night, right?
Yeah.
At this post game, interviews that he does, man, like I literally want to throw up every time he has them, because it's always the same thing. It's, oh yeah, you know, we should have given Henry the ball. We should have done this and should have done that. But let me tell you what pissed me off last night. Was that he tried to absolve himself. Is that the correct word, Bob? Am I using that word correctly?
Absolve himself of blame.
Yes.
Deflect
by saying, oh, well, Henry and Mitchell, you know, they decided that, Mitchell would go in the game. And then, are you freaking kidding me? Are you kidding me? The head coach acting like he's not the head coach. It has to end, man. It's got to end. It has to, man. It's been years and years of this. We're tired. He's had 7 years with Lamar. It's time for him to step aside and let somebody else get an opportunity before Lamar cannot play the game anymore. Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
All right, Derek, have a great holiday. And to his point, and as we talked about earlier, Harbaugh made it sound like Henry and Keaton decided amongst themselves what the rotation was going to be. That would be like Snoop Huntley saying to Lamar, he goes, well, I'd like to play the second quarter. Is that cool? No.
Yeah. I'm guessing it was communication. The running back coach is it Pete? Whoever the running back coach is, you know, he's on the headset, and I'm sure that they talk with Monken and the running back coach, and it might be who do you want, or, you know, kind of hoping, but that's how it goes. But it makes no sense. Whoever made the decision was wrong, you know, and maybe we find out today. We won't find out. Harbaugh's talking today, but he's not going to say. But you're trying to run out the clock. That is why you paid him. He's a Hall of Fame back, and that's what he does. And he is hot. That's the thing that bothered me so much, is he's averaging 8 yards a carry, and it's not like they were blocked for 8. He was creating, whereas Keaton Mitchell was getting nothing. And the thing that pissed me off about Keaton, and I love Keaton, but when he pop it out to the right, he always wants to run out of bounds. Put that foot in the ground and get your ass up the field and get some more damn yards.
Run game coordinator is Travis Switzer.
Who? For the Ravens?
Yeah. I mean,
who's a running back coach?
There is no running back coach. It's a run game coordinator. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back, take more of your miserable Monday, is Rob said, or one of our previous callers. Everybody's running hot. Everybody wants John Harbaugh gone. Why didn't Todd Monken take it some more heat, though? He's the offensive coordinator. Keaton was going in, and then Henry would have come back in, but they got stopped. Maybe if Henry was in the game, they wouldn't have been stopped. I mean, they could have possibly moved the chains. And you know, John Harbaugh has forgot more about football than most of us walking the face of the planet will ever know.
But some
of this makes no sense whatsoever.
Especially, Bob, when the drive before, he gets you in the end. Like, he had a 22-yarder, a 4-yarder, a 2-yarder for the touchdown. He's like, bam, 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 touchdown, you know. And then, all right, you come that other drive, you know, and we went over. First and 10 on the 31, incomplete pass. Then Keaton goes for 4. All right, then 3rd and 6, completed to D-Hop. Then 1st and 10. Then, okay, bring the big boy in now. Then you give it to Mitchell for no gain. You know, and then Huntley scramble. And then, you know, then you're punting.
Let's get out to the phones. People want to vent. And we're gonna let a lot of people vent today. 410-583-1057 is the number. It's a miserable Monday if you're a Ravens fan as their playoff hopes are dwindling. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's go to Darren in D.C. Darren, what's up?
Hey, guys, I need some runway here. This could be my final call. I was listening to that sports break with Boomer Esiason, his last little sports minute after 14 and a half years. This message goes to Mr. Bashotti. Sometimes you got to put that dog down. There's no other way around it. They ain't going to hunt no more. They're done. Right now, the Baltimore Ravens are closer to the Cincinnati Bengals than they are the Kansas City Chiefs. I'll repeat that. They are closer to the Cincinnati Bengals than the Kansas City Chiefs. Time to put that dog down. Finally, Coach Belichick, who go down, arguably is the greatest coach of all time, could no longer hunt, was doing things that were just out of control. What do you have a defensive coordinator being an OC for? Mr. Kraft, put that dog down. John Harbaugh, give him his dignity. Allow him to mutually part ways. Let him go into TV. Let him move to Alabama and run for Senate under GOP. But put that dog down. It's time. Don't do this, Mr. Bashotti. Your reputation, all your goodwill that you built up over the last 20-plus years, it's gone. Have a good day, gentlemen.
Darren wants Harbaugh to get old yellered here. Yeah. But he doesn't have rabies, and he's attacking people. He's more or less explaining why Keaton Mitchell and Derrick Henry decided who's going to play in the fourth quarter. And he mentioned how Kraft told Belichick to, you know, we've come to the end of the trail.
Yeah.
Looks like we've come to the end of the old dusty trail.
Bob, I was listening to Gary Myers was talking on NFL radio the other day, and he wrote a book about Belichick, Brady, you know, and he said that Belichick convinced Kraft that Brady was done. And so he got rid of Brady and kept Belichick, and then we saw what happened. And then he adios Belichick not much longer after that.
Yeah, he whiffed on that one, don't you think? Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore. Trippy, what's happening?
Trippy, hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on?
What up, Tripp?
Hey, man, I just call this Venting Monday, man. Let me cook real quick. First of all, man, this ain't a joke. And that last call, I'm always going to support my Ravens, but it's kind of hard to support them when, like, just keep hearing John Harbaugh post-game. It's the same old. And then it's like, the way how he was talking yesterday, I would have thought maybe he was the offensive coordinator. You get what I'm saying? Oh, we just need to run. Bro, you the head coach, bro. 70,000 fans that was in there was like, run the ball with Derrick Henry. What's going on, man? The man was getting 5 yards a pop. What we do? Hey, listen,
no, he was getting 8 a pop in the second half.
Oh, my bad. Hey, 8 even better. You know what I mean? It's something about the number 8. You know what I mean? It's something about the number 8. Well, I ain't saying Lamar. I'm just saying it's something about 8, man. We got 8 losses. You know what I mean? I thought we had 8 games left. Right now, it's looking like we only got 2 bowl games left, if y'all get where I'm going at. Like, this team a joke. But back to Keaton Mitchell, right? I love Keaton Mitchell, right? But I agree with you, Vinny. That wasn't the game for him. Because right now, when Derrick Henry was getting 8 yards a pop, why we ain't run the ball? Now, let's talk to the wide receivers. Now, I ain't going to lie to you, right? See, they still young. I feel like he going to learn from it. But if I'm not mistaken, Vinny, Bob, you always were saying, I think even Nolan was saying, why we don't see Zay Flowers go more vertical? It's always these short routes. So now when you got these big-ass edge rushers like 44 coming from behind, 9 times out of 10, something going to happen, even with Derrick Henry. You see what I'm saying? So it's like we got to play better. And let me get to this Rashad Bateman, man. Listen to these numbers real quick, fellas. You know how many catches he got on the season?
How many?
Hello?
Yeah, yeah, we're listening. You're the one pontificating, look, do you think?
Look, he got 18 receptions, right? 37 targets, 217 yards, 2 touchdowns. Listen to D-Hop. D-Hop, 22 receptions, 36 targets, 330 yards. Listen, if I was EDC, I'm bringing back Lightly because, first of all, see, the thing about Lightly is you got to get him more involved, right?
You mean zero targets isn't involved enough?
Right, but I'm just saying, though, you got to get him involved. Bateman got to go. Look, Bateman don't – listen, I go off of body language. When, you can tell when Bateman ain't getting the ball. Look how he run his routes. Like, it's the same old thing. Like, he got to go. And let me talk about 44.
Yeah, real quick, we got a whole – let's go. Trippy, get to it.
I got you. I got you. Number 44, man, it's time for him to go. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of Raven fans keep saying, all pro this, all pro that. Where have them all pros got us? Hello? Nowhere. And Harbaugh got to go. Hey, Steve, man, I talked to you yesterday, man. Do it for the flock. Like, hey, like the caller said, Belichick, he had to let the dog go, and Belichick was the GOAT. It's time for him to go because he ain't do nothing for us, but I talk to y'all, man. I get up with y'all.
All right, Trippy. Have a great holiday and happy Merry Christmas and all that good stuff. Isaiah Likely, 22 snaps, 0 targets. You think his body language was rolling last night?
And then he got the jumped off side. But, Bob, I was talking with – when we had Cordell on yesterday, I said, Cordell, this is going to be a big game for Likely because they're going to play a lot of man coverage.
Doe. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan, we have time for another call. He says no. We'll come back. Charles Walker from the Baltimore Banner. Talk about last night's game with him and the Ravens' slim playoff chances. And, hey, will Lamar even be ready for Green Bay coming up on Saturday night? Because they play before Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh beats Cleveland. They win the division. If the Ravens lose to Green Bay, they win the division. But who's going to be the quarterback for the Packers? Because Jordan Love got he got Jake Paul by the Bears.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.